And joining us now to talk sports is Dr. Deb Stroman, professor at the UNC School of Business, the Keenan Flagler School of Business, former basketball star in her own right and sports commentator. Dr. Stroman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. What a wonderful weekend. Very, very hard for those of us who stay close to Carolina women's soccer, but it was an unbelievable run. Not expected at all, but that's the brilliance of Coach Anson Durance and his staff. But the other sports, we keep moving forward and we just keep winning.
And it's just a testament to Anson Durance and the incredible program that he's built for the UNC women's soccer team that we reached the Final Four. And it's, I mean, even though it was unexpected, we get to the Final Four, we lose in the national semifinal. It's still a little bit of a disappointment just because we've won so many times. But that is an incredible achievement to just keep making it that far year after year after year. It's just incredible.
Well, that is the expectation level of UNC athletics. All the coaches are not only competing with their own internal drive, but the programs. It's one thing if soccer wins or lacrosse or field hockey or basketball. You just feel like, well, the other coach is doing it, I'm going to do it too. There's something in the water here, there's something in the air, but it just breeds championships. And for a lot of schools, they would just be happy to get an invite. They would be happy to, you know, win a championship every 10 years. But for Carolina, the expectation is such that every year you compete for a championship. Anything less is a disappointment.
And certainly the Tar Heel volleyball team and the men's soccer team both in the hunt. Volleyball moving on to the third round of the NCAA tournament. They're the number 7 seed. As we get later on in the tournament, they'll become underdogs, but they're doing well after a couple of wins this weekend. Tar Heel men's soccer in the College Cup, the men's soccer Final Four for the first time since they won the national championship 5 years ago back in 2016. They're heading to Houston for the Final Four. What do you make of them?
Well, it's interesting. Men's soccer and volleyball going to play West Coast teams, Stanford for men's soccer and UCLA for volleyball. But there's no doubt that men's soccer, they're just playing with great momentum. They have lots of depth. In fact, they had 2 starters that went down with injuries, and yet the next person stepped up. And now we're talking about the opportunity to get a national championship. For volleyball, Coach Segula, he's been calm and cool all year. He trusts what he does in practice. But against this weekend, against Coastal Carolina, he had to use timeouts to get control of the tempo because things started getting a little scary for people in the stands. And he was able to use his coaching expertise and, of course, experience being in the playoffs to calm the team, and now they're moving forward.
And that, again, is a testament to, and there's so many great coaches that UNC has, so many great programs that have been built up. You've got Carlos Somuano, who's made such a huge impact in men's soccer in just a few years, but obviously Anson Durance, who has that great career. You've got Jenny Levy, who has her amazing team put together. You got Karen Shelton in field hockey, and Joe Segula, who's been around for a long time coaching volleyball, and that experience really comes out in a match like that.
And in fact, you make me think of the challenge that we have in this triangle area with professional soccer. So Steve Malik, who is the owner of the Carolina Railhawks, tomorrow there's going to be a big announcement, possibly changing the name and bringing in pro soccer, which I think most people in this area would enjoy. But what the pushback is constantly from people around the country, different professional organizations, is they say that the college sports in this area, in particular UNC leading it, is so successful. How can you get the fan base to pay attention? But Carolina is definitely a threat, unlike in the Northeast where it's all professional sports driven and college sports are good, but they just don't dominate the headlines like they do right here in the Triangle. So Carolina's success is another person's, I guess, disappointment. But hopefully if we do get professional soccer here, people will continue to support the Tar Heels. And I believe it's something, again, in the water, that it's all about success in college sports on this campus.
It's actually a really good, and we're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, by the way, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School. It's a good point, and I've heard it made a bunch of times in a lot of different circumstances about, does professional sports sort of crowd out college sports, or does college sports crowd out professional sports in areas where one or the other is really popular? Are there areas, where are the areas where you have both successful college and and successful professional sports teams in an area like the Triangle, with you think a couple million people. I mean, I can just off the top of my head think of Detroit, which has four professional sports teams that are all very, very popular, and the University of Michigan right there, not to mention Michigan State down the road. They do pretty well, but that's about a 5 million metro area. Is there a region like the Triangle that can sustain, that has been able to sustain both?
I don't think so, and in fact, I would even push back on Detroit.
Okay.
Because when you think of Detroit, you think of Detroit professional sports. When you think of Michigan and Michigan State, you think of the college towns.
Yeah.
Now, when you're from that area, absolutely, it's all one big area, the colleges and the professional sport teams. But as an outsider, you still think of these special, unique programs. The other thing that's noteworthy is that it's usually around one sport. So, for example, the Northeast. That's definitely pro sports, but when you think about college basketball and the history of the Big East, then you can say it fits. But when you talk about a complete college sport program excelling in football, basketball, lacrosse, hockey, all of those things, it's really hard to find that area where you have two, when you have college sport and professional sport having the attention of the fan base. Something has to give. I think North Carolina is unique because we are a basketball state, so we might be able to pull it off. But when you go down into the Charlotte area, even though they're doing wonderful things now, they even have a football program, UNC Charlotte, and of course Clemson would like to own that area as well. You still think of Charlotte as pro sports. If UNC were to decide to play a game down in Charlotte every year, I think they would draw. But it's the uniqueness of the sport of basketball.
Speaking again with Dr. Deb Strom and Keaton Flagler Business School, let's turn to basketball because you had a couple of games just in the last 24 hours. You had the Tar Heel men beating Radford, getting back on the winning track with that big win, 45 points. But the Tar Heel women got a nice win yesterday, too. They beat Elon, and it was a special day for the women's basketball team because they celebrated Elon's coach, actually, Charlotte Smith, who is one of the greatest players in the history of Carolina women's basketball. And that was a really special day at Carmichael.
Oh, it really was. I call the basketball games the color analyst on radio. And so to be right at courtside and watch Charlotte Smith work her magic again, it was definitely a game, a nail biter. Coach Smith has done a great job with Elon women's basketball. But I really want to spend a moment talking about Paris Key. She's a transfer player here to Carolina. She's only about 5'8", but she jumps center for the team. Her vertical is about 28 inches, and I've seen her win the jump over players that are like 6'3", 6'4". But she just got a great jump shot. She stops on the dime, elevates over people. She's averaging about 7 points a game, and she's really playing like a four position, or she's playing down low often, many, many times on their offensive sets. So we're excited about Carolina women's basketball, 7-1. A lot of people didn't expect that, considering that they have about seven first-year players on the team. Now, the ACC wars are going to be a lot different, especially when you have so many more strong physical players down in the post. But right now, Paris Key and Stephanie Watts are leading the team, and they had a great win over a very, very feisty, tough Elon squad.
And, again, their next game coming up on Wednesday, right?
Yes, yep. Wednesday. And it was exciting. I know a lot of people were so happy to get the Charlotte Smith bobblehead doll, and I even have one on my desk now.
I saw the picture that you took of it on social media. It looks cool.
Yeah, it really was great, and especially to have a player that you know. And, in fact, Charlotte had even posted on her Facebook page that people are asking me about this bobblehead doll, and I don't even have one. So she was happy to come to Chapel Hill and receive hers.
She just has to write a letter and get one from the university, right? Should be able to
hook her
up with one. All right.
I saw her players after the game. They had, like, 5 or 10 of them in their hands. So I think, like a lot of teams that come to Chapel Hill to play in Carmichael, they want to win. They try to be competitive, but at the end of game, they're at half court taking pictures, and you know, they're just so enamored to be at Chapel Hill and to play on such a storied court.
And again, speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and UNC Keenan Flagler Business School. And Deb, before we let you go, let's talk football really quick. Tar Heels have been selected to play in the Sun Bowl, first time in what will be 22 years for them. I know Art's Notebook was talking about, well, we wanted to go to the Belk Bowl, we wanted to go to the Pinstripe Bowl, got the Sun Bowl instead. It's a decent bowl. It's going to be a good game against the Stanford opponent. What does it mean for Carolina to go to that bowl versus others that they could have been selected for?
Well, again, you're talking about expectations. We're excited about going to a bowl, and it's going to mean something, maybe not this year, but 5-10 years from now when you're looking at your records. But really, there is no overall great excitement because of those expectations, and losing to Duke and NC State really hurt the campus morale. And again, being such a strong basketball school, a lot of people have already turned the page. They don't want to travel that far to Texas, to El Paso, to watch the Heels. But in terms of each and every member of that coaching staff, administration, staff, players, the nutrition, the strength and conditioning, they did a great job this year. They deserve this bowl, and it is a prestigious bowl. It's not, you know, college football playoff championship, but it's a great, great way to end the season, considering that they were battling for the Coastal Championship. I'm very proud of those young men and the leaders of the team.
Now, I've never been to El Paso, but if you're a Tar Heel fan and you're sort of on the fence about should I make this trip, should I not, have you been to El Paso, and if so, what's there?
I can't believe you're doing this to me, Aaron. But I have been there.
Okay.
I have been there.
Oh, and we've lost Dr. Deb Strowman. That was the perfect time to lose her. We'll try to get Dr. Strowman back in just a minute. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll try to get Dr. Strowman back on the air, but we got cut off right there. It's 4:20. We'll be back with more after this.
University Place is the place for all your holiday gifts this season. Boutique-style stores offer eclectic and meaningful presents for everyone on your list.
KitchenWorks has everything for the chef. From high-quality knife sets to fashionable aprons and beautiful kitchen decor, shop KitchenWorks. It's worth the trip.
The Red Hen is a resale boutique for children and those who love them. Great prices on gently used clothing, toys, gear, and more. And this season, you can find new toys, books, dress-up, and stocking stuffers from great brands like Melissa and Doug and Usborne.
KidZoo Children's Museum features holiday fun like gingerbread house decorating workshops. And for gifts that keep on giving, there are day passes and membership packages, inspiring learning through purposeful play.
A membership at CrossFit Homeward includes complimentary community, accountability, and fun. Give yourself or a loved one the gift of better health and fitness this year.
Shop local this holiday season. Visit University Place on Estes Drive. It's the place for everyone on your list.
At 4:21 here at WCHL, Aaron Keck with you in the afternoon, and we've got Dr. Deb Strowman back on the air with us after we lost her there at the a minute ago. Dr. Strowman, we were talking about the Sun Bowl, El Paso, and the trip out there for Tar Heel fans.
So, yes, I have been to El Paso. Obviously, the university is there, but it is just a beautiful part of the country. They have a wonderful scenic drive. They have a tramway. And, of course, you know, the museums and the art is there as well, the Franklin Mountains. But also, people might not know that they actually have a Holocaust museum and a wonderful museum of art. So there's lots to do there. And, of course, just being there to support the team, I know the fans would be very, very welcome. UNC likes to see the light blue in the stands there cheering them on.
It's going to be a good game again, December 30th, and we'll, of course, have it here on WCHL for those of you who can't make it out to El Paso, but it's going to be a good game to catch alive, too, between the Tar Heels and Stanford. Deb, before we let you go, thoughts about the college football playoff? Not very much controversy this year. You got Penn State winning the Big Ten and sort of making waves about possibly deserving to be in, but at the end of the day, Washington really has a better resume than Penn State does, so Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Washington seems to be pretty straightforward this year.
That's right. It's about body of work and the timing. So Penn State, they were blown out by Michigan. They beat Minnesota at home in overtime. And I think the diversity of having the West Coast, the South, the Midwest, I think they're just capturing everything. I think it's going to be a great playoff championship. And, of course, Clemson, you know, again, the ACC, a basketball conference, people will view them as not being worthy, but I'm sure they're going to show up. They had a great season. Now, they should have lost to North Carolina State, and they did lose at home to Pitt, but I think they're going to represent well. I think it's going to be a great championship, and once again, a lot of eyes will be watching this Super Bowl of college football.
Sounds good. We got to let you go, but Dr. Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.